Mr. Seven's questionnaire, or what's it called? 13 titillating thoughts. titillating. That's so funny. Question one: polyamorous, multiple partner relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be monogamous, single partner, or just polyamory? Sound like a thing you could get into? I think polyamorous relationships are fine as long as they have consent and, you know that they have more than one partner, because that would really suck if you didn't know that your partner had another one. So it's fine as long as everyone knows who's with who. As you said in the question, more and more common these days. So yeah, it's achievable. Not to mention it's appeared in religions in the past and history. So I think it just depends on the participants, really. Personally, I'd be monogamous. I don't like sharing. But kudos to those who can manage it. Question two. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? I think that's a 2. But I'm just hungry right now, so this arousal could be mistaken as hunger. I should go probably eat some oatmeal or something. So sleepy. Most people don't record themselves masturbating or reading erotic scripts posted on the internet. Do you think that because of this we are perverts? Not really. Just a way of expressing yourself, and most people don't like the sound of their own voice, so they probably wouldn't record themselves masturbating or reading erotic scripts. But it does make us perverts. Just a little more open with our sexuality and voices. Question 4. If reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated as in your next life? I think that depends on how good I was in this supposed life. Then you could question what is good. So I'd probably be an animal. Probably a panda bear or something. Or more likely an insect, so maybe a ladybug. That'd be cool. Question 5. If you could choose any flavor for your cum/pussy juice to taste like, what would it be? Chocolate fudge brownies. Oh, you're saying that because I'm hungry. But it'd be cool if you change flavors every so often. Because you would really, really get sick. One flavor cum. Who knows? Question 6. Let's assume that humankind is given definite proof that there is no God, no fate, no purpose in life. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? It depends on when this proof is given. If you found this definite proof now and you told me now, in the stage of which I'm in life-wise, it'd be really, really depressing. Not to mention that people would really regret not doing some experimenting or live life the way they should have. But if you gave humankind definite proof that God didn't exist, and you acknowledge this from birth, and you were brought up without any religion or any sort of God, could be liberating. Most people are brought up with religion, and sometimes they fall back on it. So I guess it could be liberating and depressing at the same time. Question 7. If you were in a horror film, who would you be according to the archetypes? I.e., the stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd, etc. Yeah, I think so. To be the random person in the background, I guess. So yeah, I think I'd be the random Asian in the background. Question 8. You decide to make a romantic dinner for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. What is your go-to meal to cook? If I went all out, it'd be a 3-course meal. But depending on how bad I cook, probably be some sort of takeout, or I could probably bake them some cookies, you know, or a cake. Baking something could ultimately end up with a horizontal baby boogie, especially if they helped. There are so many food puns to use. I won't list them all right now because I can't think of any. Question 9. If you were a Greek god, which would you be? Probably Athena, goddess of knowledge and that. But then again, maybe Hades, because he doesn't really do much but rule on the underworld and doesn't really go around banging mortals, does he? So maybe Hades would be a better fit. Question 10. Rene Descartes was sitting at a bar. The bartender came over and asked if he would like another drink. He replied, "I think not." He vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about what is your favorite joke? Can't think of one right now. But your joke's pretty good, so let's just say yours. I did philosophy, so it just makes sense. As there's a famous quote. Okay, I think therefore I am, so I understood your joke, so I'm gonna have to say your joke. Question 11. What is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? Warning, I do not accept grape as a flavor of Kool-Aid. That shit is purple flavor. And until the day I eat a grape that tastes like purple. Okay, I can't read that question. What is Kool-Aid? I don't think they have it here in the UK or Europe, really. I don't think they have it in Europe. Maybe they do, maybe I haven't been looking properly. Maybe it's the American version of squash. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look this up. Yep, it looks like squash, but with powder. So it's squash, really. My favorite squash is basically the version where you have this sugar syrup, which you add water to, rather than powder. Tastes really good. So my favorite flavor, Kool-Aid wise, I'll just say peach. But squash wise, some fruits. So that's strawberry, raspberry, cherry, and apple. Tastes nice. Question 12. How tall are you? Not very tall. I'm short. Really, really short. I'm 5'1". My posture is pretty good, but I think I slouch, so maybe 5'. Question 13. If you were to go on a road trip, coming of age is the type of story in which you faced incredible odds, along with a plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures. Who would be the 3 GWA users you would bring with you, and why? Depends on what a plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures would be. Does that mean I have to do the baby boogie with these 3GWA users, or do they go off to have sexy times? Because if you meet the second option where they have sexy times, I feel as if I'm gonna be the perverted one who, like, the random weirdo in the back who doesn't do any sexy things. Probably be a voyeur, oh dear. who would I bring? I'm going to be a rebel and name more than 3 people. Because depending on this vehicle you have, you could at least fit 6 people in the car. You know? You'd have the driver, the person sat at the front with them, 3 people in the back, and someone in the boot. What I bring on this road trip? Coming-of-age type story. Coming-of-age. Depending on where this road trip takes place, I probably wouldn't be allowed to drink in some states of America. I'm not even of drinking age in some states, so who would I bring? Okay, my first 3, if you want my, like, compulsory team of 3. I'm so sorry, I'm so sleepy. I'm gonna have to say Miss Sass, you know? Sass Master 77. I feel like she'd be a good leader and keep everyone in check during this road trip. But then again, if you say sexual misadventures and then these random people going on road trip have sexy times during this journey, I just presume Miss Sass would be like in this fancy hotel room, in one of the rooms, draining some poor guy or lucky guy of his, you know, fluids. So yeah, she'd be great to go on a road trip with. Who would be my second person to bring on this road trip? Mr. Woody, probably. If only he would. I think that's his username, I can't remember. My brain's not working. I just feel like he'd be a great navigator. Well, I presume so. Hopefully he'd be good with maps and that. Keep everyone on this path or road trip we were going on. But it'd be funny if we all got lost. That would be so funny. But you know, he'd be the guy everyone can rely on. Feel as if he'd be the one, the first one to go missing. And then later on this road trip, we'd get a phone call from him. And he'd be all like, guys, come and get me. And then we'd have to find him. And then we'd probably find him in a hotel, probably naked and tied to the bed. And then it'd be funny as hell. I don't know. I think it's just some. Probably be some sort of denial thing. It'd be funny. Not to mention, he probably have a ton of CDs or music to listen to on the way to this road trip, so it'd be great. Speaking of music, I would definitely take Mr. Tinkles. Tinkles? Because you'd want K-pop on this playlist. And he normally sends me so many yummy pictures, so I presume he has good taste in food. So he'd be great to, you know, bring along and have loads of yummy food with. So again, sexual misadventure. I don't know. Mr. Tinkles will probably end up with some cute waitress with fabulous hair. You know, we'd be sat in a restaurant, all of us sat in a restaurant in a booth or something, and then this fabulous waitress will like approach us in slow motion with this fabulous hair blowing in the wind or in the air conditioning, and then they'd sneak off and have sexy times. Something like that. As for my other two cameos or like brief appearances, Miss Believe in Your Butt, aka Cutie with Her Love of Booties, we'll probably make a brief cameo. We just see her in the back, you know, doing what she does best, or she'd just be funny to. She'd be funny company. She'd keep everyone smiling, and she'd kick ass when she'd just kick ass, really. And then I probably imagine we'd see Myth Faken on this road trip of ours, just making a small appearance. I don't know, I just feel like I'd be bumping into Mr. Bacon and be like super cute and everything. Like, who is Mr. Bacon? Okay, I'm rambling, I should really shut up. I'm so tired, I should really get some sleep or, you know. I should really get some sleep or go eat something. I'm not sure if this ramble makes sense. It's a very sleepy ramble. So yeah, if it was some hilarious sexual misadventure, it'd be so weird. Don't think I'd lose my virginity. I'd be more likely to lose the other members, you know? It wouldn't be Finding Nemo or Finding Dory, it'd be Finding Mako. It's like, where's she gone? Okay, I should really get some sleep. Bye.